This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes after the hour, once again Monday, the 29th of October. If you've lost track of things already, here we are to straighten that out. Monday morning on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria is still ill. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. And Kara Schillen, who is as healthy as the day is long. She and I here, we're stalwarts. We keep it going. Keep it pushing.
You guys have a great immune system, I'll tell you that.
Very
much.
Good immune system. Yes, we do. All right, so let's talk about this Indonesian 737, practically new Boeing airplane, drops out of the sky, 189 people on board, all dead. The plane had taken off and was trying to get back to the airport, and that's about all. I don't know, Jennifer, you dig around to find anything else?
Well, the rescue workers that are looking into this crash or working on this have retrieved six bodies from the site where the passenger plane crashed into the sea. It's closest to the capital of Jakarta, and it happened 13 minutes after takeoff, as you said. It was Lion Flight 610. It had been carrying 189 people, including one child and two infants, when it just disappeared. It vanished from the radar during a short flight from Jakarta to Pangalpinyang, I believe, which is on the Indonesian island of Bangka. And the plane, as you mentioned, brand new, 737 MAX 8, was carrying 181 passengers, these kids, two pilots, and six crew members. And it seems that they're trying to figure out what happened. I'd ask you this question because you're more of the plane expert than I think are Kara and I. But what makes these planes just disappear from the radar? How do they just vanish?
Something catastrophic.
Oxygen problems?
Oxygen would only be necessary if the plane had lost a great deal of... and in 13 minutes, it wasn't at maximum. It wasn't up to its maximum cruising altitude. It's only, as you said, a short flight. They've got 11 of these planes that were delivered earlier this year. They say none of their other aircraft have had a problem, but they don't really know what the problem is. And so that's what makes it frustrating.
There was an issue the day before, I guess the night before, Sunday night, there was a report on another short flight that they were having issues, but with that plane, according to the ground crew, the engineers had checked and repaired it and reported that the plane was ready to fly. The captain had 6,000 flight hours. His co-pilot has 5,000 flight hours. What makes this interesting and of note and maybe unrelated and just a coincidence is that there are 20 ministry officials on board this flight, including the finance minister of Indonesia. So There's always the possibility that there
drops
could be
out
something.
Of the sky. But the other side of it is, if that were the case, and now I'm just speculating, they wouldn't have said, we need to come back to the airport. The plane just blow out of the sky. And that'd be the end of it.
This particular aircraft had only flown 800 hours in total.
Yeah,
so really
right.
New.
It was only at 2,000 feet, according to this anyway. So they'll get this. They'll get the black box quickly. There was an Air Asia Airbus that crashed in pretty much the same place a couple of years ago. And, you can go back and forth. Who's sad about it? It's a tragedy. Yeah, we all know that. It's just one of those things. They have actually had good luck with these planes, and so they added, they just signed recently an order for 50 more of them. And so this is a big deal for Boeing, $6 billion plane order. And they are a big company. This company has only had one fatal accident. An MD-80 crashed over there. Same kind of thing. But we all sort of think about flying into places like this Jakarta, Indonesia. What do we know about Singapore? What do you know about Hong Kong? Is now, it used to be kind of iffy, but it's not now. Hong Kong certainly is an up-to-the-minute airport, but some of these other places are not. And you fly in there, and you just sometimes wonder, okay, what are we flying into? Indonesia is pretty progressive, that area of the world. Anyway, it's all, anything that we'd be saying from this point on is all guess and
speculation.
BS.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not much real. I thought maybe we ought to go back, Jennifer, for a few minutes and talk about what's going on with regard to the 11 people killed in the shooting at the Pittsburgh synagogue over the weekend. 8 men, 3 women were killed by this guy. I'm not going to mention his name. I don't talk about these people. I stay away from names. There were 2 brothers who were killed, a husband and a wife killed.
97-year-old woman.
Yeah. So I thought
people
it was interesting.
Described her as full of life. Yeah.
Group of Muslims raising thousands of dollars for the victims already. You know, this triteness of the Jews don't like the Muslims, Muslims don't like the Jews. I think, was it Trump said that this is I don't think he's the only one who said the shooter should face the death penalty. Yeah.
Yeah, they're taking the steps
like
to make that happen. That seems to be the latest. The officials in Pennsylvania are looking to get that part of the criminal complaint that'll be filed. But I guess he has sworn an affidavit. And typically when you see these types of things, the shooter is dead. But not this time, and we won't mention his name, as you said.
Yeah.
Right. But in his statement, he said that he wanted all the Jews to die, and that's why he went into that to that synagogue. His neighbors said he seemed like a nice guy, like the neighbors always do, seemed to not be a man full of hate. Yet he said, quote, and this is his FBI affidavit, "They're committing genocide to my people. I just want to kill Jews."
The kind of stupidity present in that. I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I'm just laughing because it's embarrassing, actually. It's embarrassing. And I wonder whether, you know, in this era where we have so much focus on news media, social media, that sort of thing, is this the time? I noticed that Lou Dobbs, who's on Fox Business these days, but he's been around on CNBC. He's been around forever. He claimed through some guest that the migrants that are coming through Mexico are being funded by George Soros. And so one wonders, okay.
Well, the reason that
gets us to focus
that,
on that, but yeah, go ahead.
It's a group called, now I'm forgetting the name, but it's, I think, World Without Borders or Country Without Borders, People Without Borders, something like that. This group that's funding these people, because these are not, believe it or not, despite the reports, these are not 7,000 people that just stood up and said, you know what, I feel like going for a walk today, going for a better life. No, they were organized by a group, and that group has received funding from one of the companies that George Soros funds. So that's how people are drawing
that
correlation.
Conclusion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So is it fair to say that George Soros just sent these guys a check? No, that's not a fair statement. But one of the groups that he funds this group. So it's kind of just a follow the money. In any case, the idea is that these people are being organized, and they're being used. They're being victimized by these groups who want to take these pictures of people walking through a country, and their feet are falling off. I mean, these people are, not literally, but they're kids taking part in this. It's just, and it's chaotic. There was violence over the weekend. There were talk about someone being kidnapped, and then everybody started turning on each other. It is a chaotic scene. These are people's lives, and it's just, it's sad to watch this unfold for, I guess, political spectacle, probably.
But it is a well-organized effort, don't you think?
Yeah,
would
no,
you
absolutely
say it was well organized?
And there's another 2 caravans that are forming. One is already, I guess, starting to walk, and then there's another one in the planning stages.
So who thinks they can make it? That's what I want to know. I guess looking at all of the angles, I'm trying to look at all of the angles for this, and what is there about this? How are they, when you talk about the money, is they stopping at restaurants? How is the food being prepared and given to them? Where are they sleeping? What are they doing with their lives? As they, this thing goes, has been going on for well over a month, and it looks like it'll take several more months for them to make it, if they do make it all the way to the border. So how do they eat? How do they sleep?
There's their a caravan families. That's driving with them. They drive alongside them.
Yeah, but where do they sleep?
Outside, I'm sure.
On tents?
Yeah, I would imagine they have just kind of a pickup camping thing. I know that there are lots of big vehicles going with them. I'm sure that's how they're feeding them and getting water to them. I don't think that they're in great shape. It's not like they're going to the Holiday Inn and the Waffle House as they trudge through Mexico. So, I mean, it's tough. These are tough conditions.
All right, I'm Bill, focusing on three or four things that we've been talking about a lot in the last week or two, including the latest on the Khashoggi case. Now the Saudis say they will not send the people who killed him back to Turkey to be trialed. To be tried. Mm-hmm. Oof. Every once in a while I have one of those days, I say that. My teeth get caught. I mean, my eyes, my tongue.
We all have those days. Can't even tell us what's happening.
Yes, I can't. Anyway, the president of Turkey requested extradition so that they could put these people on trial who planned and executed Khashoggi, and the Saudis said, nothing doing. Forget about it. We're not doing that. So what does that tell you more about them? What? Why is it?
It's a dirty situation. Now they're saying he was poisoned and then cut apart while he was still alive. Ugh, gosh.
I didn't hear that part of it.
Yeah.
Residents of Rome voicing their displeasure with the state of the city because it's a pigsty. Protests drawing attention to the ongoing problems with trash collection. News outlets have pointed to the murder of a teenager in the city as one incident that sparked the protest. Apparently they have some problems there go beyond trash collection. Protesters blaming the mayor for the city's problems. Rome's first woman mayor, Virginia Raggi, member of the populist five-star movement, which currently leads Italy's coalition government. But Italy changes its government about, 4 or 5 months? They change their government all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, apparently she's not that popular. She's on trial for charges of lying to anti-corruption investigators. She denies the allegation, but says she'll resign if she's found guilty.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's very nice. City's full of... But the city's been very badly... is being really badly run. I guess that's the bottom line. So, something to think about. It's all food for thought here. Here's something else for you to think about. If you're trying to make a lasting impression on people, whether it's because you're trying to get a new job or maybe you're trying to find somebody new in your life, that smile of yours, that smile is very important, the most unforgettable feature you have, and it's what people see first and remember first. So here is the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you, a more confident smile, a whiter, brighter smile, because your teeth are whiter, brighter, thanks to Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world. That's quite a claim, but it's true. After using Power Swabs once, and in 5 minutes, you will see a change in your teeth. You'll watch them as they become whiter. You'll be amazed by the results, and then you'll use them once a week like I do. Cracking a smile been a problem for you? No more. Power Swabs, the super fast, easy way, and it's hygienist approved because the ingredients here are, how do you argue with a natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that is the main ingredient of Power Swabs? It was created by a dentist, Dr. Martin Ginniger. It was first only sold to dentists. Now you can get it by calling 800-208-1797. Best smile possible in 5 minutes. No brainer. Only way to get it is call 800-208-1797. Mention the DJV show. You can buy them at 50% off. Not available in online or store, 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, get them now with a DJV special promo code.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Christmas in October, Kara. For all these Christmas songs. Ah. All right, so here's George Michael. Unreleased George Michael music. Be the feature of the film Last Christmas, which is a romantic comedy inspired by the Wham! Holiday classic Last Christmas. Paul Feig of Bridesmaids and Ghostbusters fame set to direct the upcoming film, which was written by Emma Thompson. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that actually makes me really excited for this because I love everything Emma Thompson has ever done.
Yeah, she's very cool. Yeah. Last Christmas arrives November 15th, but that's not this year, next year, with Emilia Clarke of Game of Thrones and Han Solo, starring opposite Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, he's been a bunch of stuff, so he's pretty good. And then Emilia Clarke is the main girl who is best friends with Han Solo in the new Solo movie. So you like her a lot.
Yeah, I did like her. Yeah. Film follows Emilia Clarke's chapter around London as she takes a bundle of bad decisions, which includes her job as an elf in a year-round Christmas shop. George Michael was helping to develop the Last Christmas script at the time of his death, which was Christmas 2 years ago. It's unclear yet what unreleased George Michael music will be included in this movie Last Christmas, but it will definitely employ the Wham! Hit Last Christmas from 1984. Yeah, you can be sure of that. If he was involved, or anybody was involved there. All right, so I think you just like Wham! Music, don't you, Kara?
Yeah, I love Wham! Music. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's so cheesy, but it's so fun.
It is. It's kind of like Boy George, kind of out of the same mold as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. I also love Culture Club.
Right. Yeah, I do too, actually. I like Culture Club more than I like Wham! In fact, there's something about the beat. All the songs sound the same, but they all deliver the same sort of feeling. And I don't know if that's the case with George Michael or not, but he certainly was clever and creative and did well. How did he die? I forget. He was 53. I remember that. His age, but I forget.
You know, I can't actually remember either. I can't remember if he had a cancer or a heart attack or something. I can't remember because it just happened so suddenly.
I think he had cancer.
Yeah,
it did. Yeah.
I don't think it was related to drugs either.
Anyway, George Michael and Christmas going together there. The next item of interest here on the DJV show, musically speaking, an audiobook version, the upcoming Beastie Boys memoir, set to feature an all-star cast of narrators with readers including Jarvis Cocker, Amy Poehler, Will Ferrell. Beastie Boys book set to be published on Tuesday is a memoir which has been compiled by the group's two surviving primary members, Ad Rock and Mike D. Okay, you're going to have to bring me up to speed on the Beastie Boys, Kara.
What do you mean? I mean, they're just kind of a rap hip-hop group from the 90s.
So why would Will Ferrell and Elvis Costello get involved? Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, Jon Stewart, John C. Reilly.
I don't know. It's
Rachel
kind of
Maddow.
Interesting because, yeah, so the audiobook is just their memoir. I think that they've had an interesting history. I mean, it's three Jewish guys who were rappers, and one of them kind of had a pretty high profile, or maybe that's not the right way to say it. One of the guys, the third member, died a few years ago, Adam, and it was a big loss to a lot of people because a lot of people really liked Beastie Boys. I'm not a huge fan myself, but yeah, I guess... I don't know why Will Ferrell would want to do that, or Amy Poehler, because those are huge names.
Yeah. Now, how does this... Do they identify with the music in some way, shape, or form?
Maybe, I don't know, if Beastie Boys were on SNL a few times or something like that, and how they met them? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they know them.
I mean, I get Maya Rudolph and Wanda Sykes being on this, but... I guess I don't get the rest of them anyway. Also, it's something, if this piques your interest, now you know about it, courtesy of us here on the DJV show at 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here, the new Cullinan. Named for the biggest diamond ever discovered, this is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People are remembering the victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre at an interfaith vigil. Rabbi Ron Simons spoke to the mourners.
Into this place, we bring our hopes and fears and prayers, our unanswered questions, are tears that still need to be shed.
People gathered at the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial as the 11 victims of Saturday's attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue were remembered. The names of the victims were released today. They range in age from 54 to 97. Prosecutors say they're seeking approval to pursue the death penalty against suspected shooter Robert Bowers. Officials say he had a total of 21 guns that were registered to him. He remains in the hospital with gunshot wounds. but is due in court on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour here on the DJV program, I thought I'd bring to your attention a study that I just saw. Women, this is National Cancer, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so this is the type of thing you'd expect to read and understand. Women, Kara, with an aggressive type of breast cancer, living longer if they receive immunotherapy and chemotherapy rather than just chemo alone. The results expected to change the standard for care for women. There is a group in this clinical trial who have advanced cases of what they call triple negative breast cancer, which is what my first and only wife died from. She lived 21 years, but that's just because she was she was stubborn. She had really a horrible time with it and would have probably lasted longer had this been something that people were thinking at the time. The form of the disease resists a lot of standard therapies, and survival rates are poor. And it's very interesting. If you look at the stats here, black women have twice the problem with it as white women. And it's more likely to appear in younger black women, that is, breast cancer. Researchers say the new study was a breakthrough for immunotherapy in breast cancer. Till now, most progress had been using immunotherapy in other cancers like lung cancer, melanoma, that sort of thing. But the Food and Drug Administration has looked at this. They are looking for an immunotherapy drug to treat breast cancer. And so this is going to be, they're going to use it now in aggressive cancers, but it's still something that would offer hope, I would think, down the line. Eating, how you live your life, your history, that sort of thing, all important to this. But I think immunotherapy, your immune system, to put the bottom line on it, something that I talk about all the time. If you have a really hands-on approach to dealing with your immune system, eating well, taking the right supplements, that sort of thing, keeping a strong immune system, dealing with it that way, you will have fewer problems. And I think this is refreshing to see this thing come along. So, food for thought. Let's move into thinking about the time of year. Some of you believe in psychic thought, psychic powers, that sort of thing. I am one who does, frankly. I've invited Vincent Jenna, who is a psychic medium, an author, a spiritual teacher, a speaker, to talk to us about ghosts and whether there really are ghosts. And so, again, not just the time of year, Halloween, et cetera, et cetera. But this sort of thing maybe takes more of a pronounced place in our conversation. Is that true, Vincent Jenna? This time of year, people pay more attention to some of your stories than other times of the year?
Absolutely, Doug. Well, because it's All Souls Day, actually, Halloween, All Souls Eve. It was a Christian holiday at first, and the reason for it being a holiday is to pray for the lost souls. And every single culture has some kind of ritual to do that. I mean, in Mexico, they have Todos Santos, which is also All Souls Day to pray for the souls. They even made a cartoon about it, Coco, that Disney did. And it's about the understanding that there are spirits that, one, that hopefully we all get to cross over and get to the heavenly dimensions when we leave our bodies, but there are those that don't, and they get stuck in the earthly dimensions, and those are the ghosts, Doug.
So, your experience with ghosts, how often have you confronted, as you just described, someone who's stuck?
Well, the thing is, they don't come up to me, all right, personally, because once you start walking the path and walking your talk and becoming a light in the world, you develop a natural shield, a natural protective light that they actually leave and go away from. So they don't approach me unless I choose to go and approach them. And here in I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it was a heavy Civil War battleground. And so there are many different spirits that are stuck here to the earth, and now people have been calling me up to come in there. It starts out always with the mother or the wife and a child in a home feeling a spirit. And then I wind up getting called once it gets to daddy. You know, when the husband in the family winds up feeling something and says, okay, that's crazy. What's going on over here? Yeah, call your psychic friend. That's when I get called. But I've been doing a lot of clearing out recently. A lot of negativity begats negativity. So you've got all of that going on all over the United States and the world. And it actually brings them out even more so because they're mostly negative. They're stuck. They're frustrated. They're angry. They're resentful, right? And misery enjoys company. So they look for everybody else who's miserable too. So that's why more are coming out now. Especially because it is a Halloween and a celebration of them. We're thinking about them. So it brings them to the surface, and especially the way we celebrate Halloween with ghosts and ghouls. Right, Doug?
Well, it's silly, frankly. There's much more to this, as you're pointing out. I'm not against having a good time. I think Halloween, the way we celebrate it, is just plain stupid. There are, as you pointed out, the All Hallows Eve, the significance of people who are stuck here, and so I thought perhaps we ought to talk about what happens when somebody from the other side is trying to touch into us. A lot of people deny that they have psychic ability, the psychic connection, even though I think you and I, who are on the same page, would agree that we all have it. It's tapping into it. It's understanding it. It's letting it come in. There's so much fear around, Vincent, that people don't want to admit to themselves
right.
that, you know, even the simplest of contacts, the shiver that you get in your shoulder when somebody actually is communicating, that's a communication. And a lot of people, oh, no, I just got chilly. You know,
No, that's right. They want to talk themselves out of it so that everybody knows without intuition, we wouldn't even be able to survive. So intuition and psychicness is the exact same thing because you're tapping into the same place. But as a psychic, I have learned to open the doorway and hear a little bit more. So, yes, and those in spirit, they're just as much as we miss them, they miss us. They want to talk with us because they know what they've left behind, whether they've left behind some mistakes or lower choices that they made or even some abuse, right? They want to help us fix that. They want to help us get through our lives and understand ourselves even more so. Because when you get to the other side, you see the big picture, and you're like smacking yourself in the head going, oh, my gosh, I should have had a V8. And you've got all this disappointment in what you've left behind. So they're around us constantly. We smell them. Okay, that's interesting because I get a lot of clients as well as myself that will smell the aroma of past loved ones. I mean, my father had a distinct odor and cologne that he always wore. And when I every so often I will get a whiff of it, and I don't deny it. I don't say, oh, that's strange. Oh, nah, that's just my imagination. I figure if it's in my head, I smell it, he must be there. So I say hello to him. He doesn't always have something necessary to say to me, but with others, there's always a comforting feeling. There's always this trying to get some information, and the person starts feeling more gut feelings or a whisper in the ear. Many times people are driving or they're doing something and they get distracted, and at the last minute something makes them turn their heads, and it's a good thing they did because they kept from hurting somebody else or running into somebody. That's usually the whisper in our ear going, look, you know, and sometimes when we're not thinking about it, we do. We go and look, you know, and then we go, wait, why did I do that? Okay, never mind. Well, thank goodness I did.
Well,
right.
Trusting your gut is very important. I'm curious as to, I ask this of people who I do a focus on this sort of thing every week on a program called Your Hidden Power. And the fact that people realize they have this sort of thing, they develop this sort of thing, they can use this sort of thing. I wonder, and I often ask this, how do you turn it off? Like you and I are having a conversation now. Have you dug into me? Can you feel something for me? And do you not want to? We just want to have a conversation here. But can you help yourself from figuring out what the person is all about that you're talking to, whether it's here, maybe in a grocery store, you're out driving and you look at somebody to your left as you're going down the street? Where does it stop and where does it begin?
Oh, that's an excellent question. And there's too many psychic mediums who turn around and say, I can't control this thing, and think it's a gift that you can't control it. Actually, if you can't control this thing, you also can't control your life. Our brain has a filtration system naturally. So you're not paying attention to all the stimuli that's coming in at once. Your vision, your hearing, your taste, your smell, your feeling, you're not doing that all at once. You usually do two at a time because it would be an overwhelming amount of stimulation coming into you. Well, it's the same with the psychic sense. And you can actually consciously and knowingly keep it off. So rather than me turning it off, like right now, okay, I'm getting on the phone with Doug. I don't want to tap into him. I don't have to do that. I'm automatically off until I open it up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I open it up, the difference is I'm paying attention then to another sense. So just like you can, I want you to pay attention to what you're smelling right now. You can direct all your focus to your smell sense. I want you to pay attention to what you're hearing right now. And you can pay attention to that. It's not that all of a sudden you go blind and you go, you don't feel anything else. But what you're doing is you're just paying attention. That's exactly what I do with my sixth sense, mm-hmm. is I pay attention to it and listen. We don't sit and listen enough. As long as your brain is chattering, you can't hear the intuition or feel the gut feeling. So you have to sit quietly. What is that? What is that that I'm feeling? Oh, I need to go over here today. I'll make an appointment and I'll call the doctor and I'll go there. You know, today's the doctor's appointment day. So you're absolutely right. Listening to the gut feeling is vital, but it's a matter of just focusing on it. So no, I'm not reading you or anybody else until I want to.
Okay, so here's, let me just go back to what you said a moment or two ago, and I'll give you an example, but I want people not to be in denial when they have this same experience. Yesterday I was driving, I have a farm, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a farmer, and I was delivering hay to a fellow in a different part of the state, and I was driving all day long, delivering, picking up, and doing that sort of thing, and as I'm driving along, I have my dog with me, and I'm listening to the radio. And it's not the first time. It happens frequently. But somebody came in to my mind, into my thoughts, and I felt the presence. We didn't have a long conversation, but we had a conversation. Now, some people would say, oh, Stefan, you're nuts. No, I have this happen to me frequently with people. But it's more, as you said, because I'm thinking about it. I'm open to it. I had a conversation with my former wife that lasted almost 2 hours in a drive that I took about a month or so ago. I've had people that were in my life that I wanted to talk to that I just start talking to, and I feel like they're there. I wonder if that's part of the vibration. Can you attract people in, Vincent, if you want to?
Well, I will tell you this, Doug, about you. You're an extremely sensitive person because of the work you do and because of even this show. You are more open. You're taking a spiritual journey in your life in general. That opens your heart and the waves and the channels automatically. So now it's a great time. What do? We're in the car. We're usually very quiet or listening to the radio or very thoughtful and thinking of all of these things. So you're kind of open to it and you accept it. So as soon as you get the feeling of it, you could have gotten in your own way and in the message way by turning around and going, ah, yeah, I was thinking about how the other day, let me turn the station on the radio. You know, and you could have ignored it, but you didn't. You went with the flow, you went with it, and then the conversation was able to take place. But yes, that's the way it can happen for many people. Now, don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean that I don't feel my mother or I don't feel other deceased loved ones coming into me. No, it could be at any time during the day that I get a sense or a feeling from somebody. It's when I'm with other people that I'm under control, that I'm not feeling them. I should not be, in other words, at a grocery store squeezing melons to see which is ripe and then seeing the cashier's dead uncle. You know what I'm saying? And we know that some people who do that.
Yeah. So let me ask you, we got about 30 seconds here. The people who are religious, and I put that in quotation marks, who don't like this sort of thing because they say you're an occultist, but yet you get your power from the divine. So you're
get my power from the divine. It's a complete misunderstanding as to what Jesus said about going to psychic. First of all, the word psychic was never used in the Bible because it's a psychology term, not a biblical term. Right. He was referring to those charlatans and people who want to put curses on you, who say, if you pay me 1,000 drachma, you know, I'll release the curse from your family. Those are the people that we shouldn't go to. But Jesus himself was a prophet, and the entire Old Testament was about prophets.
Prophecy. It's about prophecy. All right. Very enlightening, and I guess right in the time of year when we're thinking about these sorts of things. Psychic Vincent Jenna here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting close. Chuckers on these horror movie themes. This is from The Shining. Couldn't prove it by me, but I'll take your word for it, Chucker. So what do we have? We're going to have, well, how many of these, if you look at Halloween, Friday the 13th, Chainsaw, how many of these Halloween-themed horror movies have come out in series?
Oh, there's a bunch of them. I mean, obviously, the Halloween franchise has been a big one. Friday the 13th. You got the Elm Street films, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's many, and there's, you know, a bunch of Stephen King movies. 2 days to Halloween, Doug. What are your plans for Halloween? Tell me.
My plans are to go to bed early and lock the front door.
You don't give away candy? What's the story?
No candy. Bad for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Excuse. You tell the kids it's bad for you.
Well, if I see the kids coming around, I'm probably going to grab. I have my little compartment in my refrigerator that's full of chocolate, and I don't want to share that. I want to keep it for myself. So
I got you. Understood. Got it? Understood. We would think nothing less of you.
Thank you, Chuck. All right, so you have the box office totals, the movie that dominated again. I'm going to have a review of Hunter Killer right after this.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
All right, Chucker, let's do the box office totals first so you can talk about how wonderful Halloween the movie is, and then we'll go
on to... I'll do the top five. A Halloween, number one for the second straight weekend, $32 million off a very big opening weekend last week, $127 million in 2 weeks. This on a budget, Doug, of $10 million. They shot this movie for $10 million, which is very impressive. I'm assuming they probably put $30 million in the marketing, but this is a very successful movie that will guarantee.
And that means that Jamie Curtis and that bunch are all getting the back end.
If they want, I don't know what direction they'll go in. I think having her attached would probably be the right thing to do because it gives it a high profile status. Now my daughter turned 13 on Saturday, so we watched this again. I thought it was very appropriate. I thought as a father, I thought that was the right thing to do.
Very much. Yes.
Star is Born. Doing very well, a great movie, $14 million, $149 million to date. In 4 weeks, that on a $36 million budget, very successful. Venom overcomes some bad reviews, $10 million in weekend number four, $187 million. $500 million, Doug, over worldwide on a $100 million budget. Again, this is a profitable movie. Goosebumps 2, $7 million. And Hunter Killer round out the top five, which you saw, $6.6 million. This on a $40 million budget. Now, this is not going to make money in the U.S., but Gerard Butler movies do well overseas. What do you think?
I thought it was the best action movie I've seen for a long, long time. It delivered in almost every respect. Gerard Butler, I was telling you off the air, kind of got a kick out of it because the two main characters, Gary Oldman and Gerard Butler, neither of them are Americans, but they pull off this American movie. It delivers. It was just a good plot. It was well executed. Exciting scenes in the submarine. And Gerard Butler was very good. I thought it was a very satisfying movie. Even the guy sitting next to me said, as he got up, "Oh, that was a very good movie." I said, "Yeah, it was." So, if you like that kind of flick.
Why do you think the lack of interest in terms of a movie going?
I think it's not a good week for this. If you were to release it a week or two later, probably do better. I think maybe it'll stick around. Word of mouth probably would be good. Theater I went to see it in was full. So, that's my story, Chuck.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.